You're listening to a Catholic news podcast from the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales. Why not use iTunes to subscribe to our podcast? Simply search for Catholic News in the iStore. Hello and welcome to another Catholic News podcast as we hurtle into July. It's the time of the year, actually, where we think about all sorts of things, Day for Life towards the end of the month. But before that, on Sunday, the 13th of July, we celebrate Sea Sunday. And I'm in the studio here with John Green from Apostleship of the Sea. We've spoken before. We've spoken about Sea Sunday before. It's definitely a time of the year where we think of seafarers, those that work on cruise ships and the fishing industry. Tell us a little bit about the focus this year.
Well, most of the time, for most people, seafarers and shipping is out of mind, which is quite surprising given England's maritime heritage, and nowhere in Great Britain really is more than 100 miles from the sea. And really in the media, unless a cruise ship sinks or the recent Korean ferry disaster, shipping is out of sight and out of mind for most of us. Yet behind every major news story, there is seafarers and shipping. So for example, in the events in Ukraine, the chaplains of the Apostleship of the Sea have been providing news and solace and contact for Ukrainian seafarers. There's a large number of these who visit our ports every day. Even the World Cup, that has been very much the focus of our sports news, one newspaper article highlighted a surge in sales of footballs. These footballs almost certainly haven't been manufactured in the UK. They've been bought by ship. So much of our life and much of our standard of living is as a consequence of these people who leave their families and loved ones for many months at a time. Almost certainly some of the food you've eaten today, the clothes on your back, the petrol in your car, the television you might watch tonight would have come from overseas, brought to us by seafarers.
Now, what are you hearing from the chaplains? I didn't mention chaplains at the start, but obviously they're a very important component, a key component, and obviously bringing the gospel message to those that might not hear it as often as they'd like.
Yes, so in Great Britain, we've 14 port chaplains and about 120 volunteers from parishes around the country who day in, day out, go out and visit ships. Very much a key message in our focus for what we're doing this year has been a message we received from Pope Francis in January. He met with some of the continental coordinators of the Apostleship of the Sea, and he asked the Apostleship of the Sea to be the voice of those workers who live far from their loved ones and face dangerous and difficult situations. And I think in that message of the Pope, he really encapsulates the two big challenges for seafarers who bring us much of what we consume. The fact that they're far away for many, many months at a time from their loved ones and family, but also that their life is necessarily quite dangerous, quite isolated, quite lonely for them. And it's really this work that our ship visitors and chaplains try to provide practical responses to seafarers, take them from the port for some rest and recreation in the brief few hours where they'll be ashore, but also to try and help them live their faith. Most seafarers come from Catholic countries, the Philippines, Goa, Poland. So there'll be moments of prayer with them. If they've an opportunity to celebrate Mass on board, they'll do so. Or there was recently a vessel that had come into a port in Wales where a seafarer died, and the priest was waiting at the dockside in the early hours of the morning to go on board to pray with the crew and offer whatever assistance he could.
Now, obviously, we spoke last year about Sea Sunday. Tell us a little bit about the welfare for the people on board ships. Do you think it's improved since last year? Are we on an upward curve in terms of the treatment of the workers?
It must be remembered that for most seafarers and most fishermen, conditions and working practices are good on board. The industry is in good shape. But there is, about every 2 or 3 weeks, we'll see a case of a ship that's been arrested if the company's got into financial difficulties. And in fact, in Shoreham on the south coast, it's only just been resolved now, a case where a ship was detained there for 15 months, the crew weren't paid, and it was fell to the local Apostleship of the Sea team to provide them with food, with a chance to get ashore and communication. So rare cases, but when it does happen, it has a big impact on the crew and their family back home.
Now, I suppose you would always say no to this particular question, but are you resourced well enough? It sounds like there's a sort of relatively small pool of people doing a heck of a lot of work.
Well, first of all, we're extremely grateful to the parishes of this country, most of all for the volunteers, as I say, 120 volunteers who support our chaplains and go out many days of the year ship visiting and supporting crew. And also the work of the Apostleship of the Sea wouldn't be possible without the second collection in parishes that take place on Sea Sunday. In fact, that brings in about half of the money needed to keep the charity afloat each year. So it's a great piece of generosity of the parishes. In some sense, I like to think it's the church ashore supporting the church afloat. So it's, I think, it's a nice arrangement, but very much needed and very much appreciated.
Church ashore supporting the church afloat. I'll nick that, if you don't mind.
Please do.
I like that. And finally, John, I'm just a bit curious. When were you last on a ship?
The day before yesterday, I was on a ship in Felixstowe with our chaplain there. In fact, we were filming our Sea Sunday video, which if you go to our website, www.apostleshipofthesea.org.uk, you can see that. And I was very touched as I left the ship with the chaplain who had spoken to some of the Filipino crew on board. He said to me, "Thank you for your visit." I was very touched that it's very much appreciated, the fact that the church is present in the maritime world.
Magnificent. And good to see that the money can actually be put to good use, making people feel a lot closer to the body of the church, even though they're sometimes thousands of miles away.
Absolutely. They're a group of people who are by and large Catholic in their faith, but cut off from normal opportunities to practice their faith in the middle of the Atlantic on a Sunday morning. You can't get off the ship and go to church if you want to. But whilst they're in port, our chaplains will visit them, leave them faith materials, Bibles, prayer books, copies of Bible Alive. It's thanks to the parishes of this country that many seafarers are able to feel and know that they're not forgotten, but very much part of the church, the body of Christ.
John Green, thank you very much. Excellent to have you here as always. So remember that, please, if you will. Apostleship of the Sea, celebrating Sea Sunday with us all, of course, on the 13th of July. And yes, there will be a second collection, and we've heard how important that is, funding up to half of the costs required there. So very, very important. So John, as you said, the website, www.apostleshipofthesea.org.uk.
That's correct.
And yeah, please check out ours as well, if you will. Catholicnews.org.uk, the home of these podcasts, of course. And we'll be back with another podcast very soon.